Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
A rematch of a game that happened just a couple of weeks ago between Oregon and Utah is coming back for the Pac-12 championship game right here on The Fan tomorrow. Oregon, Utah, and to talk about that game and whatever is from the Salt Lake Tribune, Josh Newman covers the Utes football team. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys having me again.
You know, we talked about this. We talked about this before the game, but the first time they met, Utah and Oregon, and kind of the physical brand of football that both of these teams play and kind of pride themselves on. Utah undoubtedly won that battle in week one in the first matchup in a big way. Coming out of that game, though, what was the feeling in the talk about the way Utah handled Oregon in that first matchup?
Look, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think a lot of people were a little taken aback, not that Utah won that game, but just how the Utes won that game. It was completely one-sided. They dominated all three phases. The offensive line won up front, which was obviously a huge factor. They ran for a lot of yards. Again, not surprised Utah won, but how they won. It was just completely one-sided. I don't know what positives Oregon was taking out of that game. Now, look, Oregon looked better last week against Oregon State, right? They righted the ship, but, you go into this game tomorrow night, right? Second time in 13 days, you're probably not going to see a ton of wholesale changes. Obviously tweaks, adjustments here and there for both teams, but it was so completely one-sided the first time that I'm having a bit of a hard time, justifying how I could pick Oregon. I just don't see it.
What has been the talk and the vibe around Utah this week? Because Oregon has obviously been the final whistle blew in the Oregon State game and they were ready to talk about Utah. They want this rematch badly. And there's a lot of, I think, emotion riding behind this game for Oregon. What has been the talk from Utah?
Yeah, I think, in the limited interaction we had with coaches and players this week, I think everybody's pretty even keeled. They understand that, if they don't win this game, right, the one 2 weeks ago doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this is a young Utah team. I think like 60% of the roster has freshman or sophomore eligibility, but a lot of the older guys were in the 2018 title game that they lost to Washington. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys were in the 2019 title game where they were number five in the playoff rankings, got blown out by Oregon. So I think there is a sense of, unfinished business, wanting to get over the hump, wanting to get this program over the hump. Look, guys like Britton Covey, been through a lot. Devin Lloyd, Nick Ford, Vontae Davis, Cam Rising hasn't been here for, those title games. He was here in 2019, but he redshirted. He's an older guy. He's been to a Sugar Bowl with Texas. He understands, the big game mentality, trying to stay even keeled, right? Not too high, not too low. It's been a very business-like approach for Utah this week.
We're talking with Josh Newman, Salt Lake Tribune, covers Utah football. We were just talking about this a couple segments ago, but what is it? Olaseni, the big left tackle on the outside, just a mountain of a human being. But on his Instagram, he had his highlights of dominating Kayvon Thibodeau up and posting those. You've got this big physical O-line, and I just have so many questions about Olaseni because he's from England. His background in football, he came over, played high school football over in the States. This guy seems like one of the most interesting men in all of college football, including the barbell through his nose and his nose ring.
Yeah, he's, as you said, he is just a gigantic human being. He's like 6'8". I think they have him listed at like 335, which is an absolute lie, okay? He's never been 335. But, you know, you see this guy from afar, and he looks very intimidating, but then you get next to him, you start talking to him, he's quick with a smile, he's gregarious, but he's come a long way. You know, his full background is not in American football. As you said, he's from London, you know, played some rugby, played a little bit of football, comes over here, junior college guy, was very rough around the edges when Utah got him. And to Utah's credit, they've been very patient over a number of years with Olaseni. And, you know, it didn't happen quickly. It didn't even happen at the beginning of this season, I don't think, but something at some point clicked for him, and he is playing at a very, very high level, especially over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. I think Kyle Whittingham on Monday called Olaseni the best left tackle in the Pac-12. And, you know, here we are, another, you know, high stakes, high leverage spot, Olaseni against Kayvon Thibodeau, presumably, obviously. And obviously that's an important matchup. Cam Rising has not been sacked in, I think I lost track. I don't think Cam Rising has been sacked in like 6 weeks, might be 7 weeks. And a lot of that is because of the play of Bam Olaseni on that left side.
And now you mentioned he came in rough around the edges, and that just seems to be like, how many times do we say that about Utah football players and these guys who end up becoming stars? When it comes to talent development, in that eye for talent, it can't just be Kyle Whittingham alone. How is Utah able to develop talent so well at a variety of positions?
It's not easy. I don't know if there's one answer to that question. There's certainly, an art, I guess you could say, to, watching a high school prospect and trying to project, not only what they could be 3, 4, 5 years down the road, but what position they could be 3, 4, 5 years down the road. I think a perfect example for the player development aspect at Utah is Devin Lloyd. Devin Lloyd was a 2-star, 3-star safety in high school. Didn't have a ton of offers. He was committed to, I believe, to UNLV originally. Utah offers his only Power 5 offer, so they flipped him. He commits. They redshirt him, and I'm not talking about like 4 games and you can sit. No, they redshirted him as a freshman. You know, put him in the weight room, and they switched positions. He, again, he came in as a safety. They turned it into a linebacker. And 5 years later, I'm seeing first-round projections inside the top 10, right? He's going to be all Pac-12 for a third time. He's a Butkus Award finalist. That's the highlight type of deal in terms of player development that, as Utah goes out and recruits the next generation of guys, they should really be pointing to Devin Lloyd and how far he has come.
Now, one of the players that really wreaked havoc on the Ducks the last time out was Tavion Thomas. He ran for 94 yards, 3 touchdowns. How have you seen this offense? Obviously, we've seen Cam Rising rise and like figure things out offensively, but how have you seen this offense really start to marry the run game and the pass game effectively heading into this time of the year when they know they're going to have a massive game in the title game against Oregon and then whoever their bowl game is?
It's been a really interesting, season with the offensive line. Now, look, normally the offensive line and the run game, like that's what Utah does. Like they run the ball, they block up front, they win the battle up front. But this season, the offensive line had some injuries in camp, some injuries early in the season, inexperience early in the season. And even as the season has gone along, they've still had these like small nagging things, like a guy will miss a game. Nick Ford, who's their center, had to kick outside to left guard, and they've really had to mix and match here, and they've had to go into their depth, and it really hasn't mattered. Despite whatever injuries, despite whatever shifting left to right, right to left, they're dominating up front, and they're averaging 215, 220 yards a game rushing, and Thomas is a big part of that. He had look, he wasn't here for spring practice. He was like a late junior college get in May. So I think, you know, speaking for myself as a beat writer, you didn't really know what you were getting out of Tavion Thomas. You know, you knew he had the size at like 6'2", 230, but you didn't know what he would be. Comes in here, he's a little bit out of shape. They took care of that in camp. He had fumble problems early in the season. I think he had, I think it was 3 or 4 fumbles inside the first 3 games, and he sat for like 3 weeks. And it, you know, it came back around to him, and he's kind of had this toward the force of the season. You know, he's got 18 touchdowns. He'll get to 1,000 yards here for the season on Friday. I mean, I don't know if he is, you know, the Pac-12 offensive player of the year, but he certainly should be, you know, within the 3 or 4, you know, realistic, legitimate options for that award. It's just been, it's been quite a rise for Tavion Thomas, and that is happening behind an offensive line that has really had to circle the wagons like more than once here this fall.
This is the third Pac-12 championship game in the last 4 years for Utah. They are 0-for-2 in their previous trips to the Pac-12 championship game. With USC seemingly starting to figure their ass out down there, does it feel like this one means a little bit more for Utah to finally get over that hump in the South?
I think that has been a pretty significant talking point amongst the fans this week. As the Lincoln Riley news unfolded, you see what he's doing here in terms of recruiting, right, in the early days of his tenure at USC. So, yeah, among the fans, yeah, there is a sense that, okay, they need to get this one because here comes Lincoln Riley, here comes USC. They're going to dominate the South for, you know, however many years to come. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I'm a little more willing to take a breath and consider, like, look, Utah is here now, but again, Utah is like 60% freshmen and sophomores. You know, even with like natural attrition, you know, guys will transfer, guys will go to the NFL. I still think Utah can still be right there, you know, to win the South, to win the Pac-12, not only this year, but going into 22 and 23 also.
The other thing before we let you go is the, obviously Kyle Whittingham has deserved so much credit for doing, for being able to lead this team after so many off the field tragedies happening within this program. Had there been any chatter about his future if they win or if they go to the Rose Bowl or if they lose for that matter?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've all seen the chatter, you know, from John Wilner over at the Mercury News. You know, there was a Sports Illustrated thing quoting sources talking about, you know, Kyle Whittingham might retire. None of that is rooted in fact. It's kind of rooted in assumptions and hypotheticals. Now, with that said, I don't think it's unreasonable for people to consider the possibility of Kyle retiring. Now, look, he just turned 62. He has already said publicly that he does not intend to coach past 65. So that's one thing. You know, the fact that two players have died within 9 months, plus the pandemic and everything that's gone along with that, we don't know what the physical, emotional, spiritual toll of that has been on Kyle. That's another thing. Look, he's a father of 4. He's a grandfather of 6. Kyle's own father, Fred Whittingham, died when he was 64. That's not, you know, that's a fact that's not lost on Kyle. So, look, nothing imminent, nothing really rooted in fact, but I don't necessarily want to hammer people who want to talk about this because there, you know, there are some fair points to be made that, you know, win or lose Friday, win or lose the Rose Bowl. Yeah, I wouldn't rule out the possibility that Kyle calls it a career.
Well, we didn't get to much whatever. We just stuck to Utah and Oregon in this one. Josh Newman, Salt Lake Tribune. Maybe we'll have you on again and we'll talk more of whatever. Just whatever's on your mind. Thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.